This is Radio 3. At 10:30, Kate Mollison has the new music show with highlights from Tectonics Glasgow. But now on Radio 3, Lopa Kattari invites you to join a musical journey around the world.
Welcome to Music Planet. We have got an epic start to the programme tonight. Get ready for desert rock and roll from a new project called Takot, meaning noise. But Takot, well, they are anything but simply noise. Tuareg group Takot and Amedinin. Takot is Amadou Madassan, Mickey Koltoun and Suleiman Ibrahim, who also happen to be Moudou Mokhtar's rhythm section. Loving the idea of cranked up amps, gritty punk and speakers almost exploding with reverb, they decided to get together to record their debut album. It's called Noise Volume 1 and was released yesterday on Purplish Records. As they put it, it's an exploration into sonic chaos, Sahel style. Hello and a very warm welcome from me, Lafa Qatari, here on Music Planet. Over the next hour, in amongst some brilliant root-based music from across the world, we've got a special session recorded live here at Broadcasting House, home of BBC Radio 3, with singer and trombonist Rita Páez and her mother, Elizabeth Roma, on the guitar. They popped into the studio ahead of two sold-out gigs in London, part of the European tour promoting Rita's latest album, The Camino al Camino. You can hear that session in about 15 minutes' time. But given that Rita Páez is from Catalunya in Spain, I thought I'd play a track for you that was recorded in El Prat del Rey, which is a small village in the region, home of snarky puppies Michael League, who is in fact the producer of this record. The song is called Mashallah, and it's from none other than the Grammy Award-winning Senegalese legend, the wonderful Youssou N'Dour. It's from his latest album called Éclairer le Monde, Light the World.
Yalna yal, yokku se jammu way Liñu mun nak xana, dila ñaanal dal Li nga yennu, ñepp xam nañ diis na Ankulo dawulo, ne nga mel yag nga ko mel
Maravilla, vinga.
What a great piece of music. I've got to thank my producer, Sylvia Malnati, for finding that one. Southeast Asia with a distinctly Indian swagger to it. In fact, that song was inspired by a trip to Mauritius. It's from Salya Lui, who's a Taiwanese artist, and she's considered one of the country's foremost indigenous musicians. She grew up in the community of the Paiwan people who come from southern Taiwan. And she plays the yuechin, also known as the moon lute. It's a four-stringed, short-necked lute from 3rd century China. And it was a key instrument in Peking opera. But in her hands, she's given it a definite more kind of rhythmic role. That track, Dipin Kari Tang, which... there's got to be a story behind it, but translates into English as Bread Curry Hedgehog, features the Taiwu Ballads troupe, and it's from her album Vai Vaik, meaning embarking. Now, have you come across a Scottish singer who goes by the name of Kiwaini? Her real name is Josie Vallely, and her approach to music is inspired by the traditions of the Scottish travellers, in particular Lizzie Higgins, a balladeer from Aberdeenshire. Well, next month, Kiwaini is releasing her album Four Folk Mind Me, and it's music that delves into the idea of elders or ancestors that came out of her journey across Argyll that she did with her horse Macy.
Yeah.
got a sweet, soft voice. That was Martha Mavroidi and a song called Tsurtsuna, meaning toys or playthings, a word used in rural parts of Greece to refer to musicians and their instruments. Mavroidi has been singing folk songs and playing the lute since she was a kid. And on this album, Ta Peknidia, she applies her magic to the folk tunes that she loves. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Lopa Katari. Time now to introduce you to my guest on tonight's programme. She is a rising star, a young singer and trombonist from Catalonia in Spain, and her name is Rita Payes. She came into the Music Planet studio a few weeks ago with her mum, guitarist Elizabeth Roma, who always plays with her, both on tour and on her albums. Here she is with a song called Quién lo diría?
La historia es del revés. La niña llora porque no ha podido ser. Esposa y madre a la vez. ¿Y quién lo diría que un gallo cantaría bajo su ventana? ¿Y quién lo diría que después de aquel día liberó su calma? Si no ha podido ser, pues a otra cosa que no hay tiempo, no di tiempo que perder. Dicen los mayores, aún aprendiendo a querer. ¿Y quién lo diría que un gallo cantaría bajo su ventana? ¿Y quién lo diría que después de aquel día liberó su calma? ¿Y quién lo diría que un gallo cantaría bajo su ventana? ¿Y quién lo diría que después de aquel día liberó su calma? Ooh.
simply beautiful.
A very warm welcome, Rita.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Is it true to say that music is your life?
Yeah, I've been related to music since I was born because my family, they are all musicians. So I don't really have like memories without music, you know.
And you're here with your mother, and music, the way in which you do it now, is still all about family, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a beautiful thing, actually, because I think that music is my entire life, but now family is my entire life, too. So it's a good way to mix it, you know.
What's the dynamic like between you and your mother in that respect when it comes to work?
We have a good relationship, and I must say that I always have, like, the last word. We just started like that, and yeah, like, we are playing music of mine, like my songs, and I kind of imagine things, and I suppose that's why I have that last word, you know. But it's beautiful because also my mom has her creative way of doing the thing, and I really admire that. I always think that I'm playing with my mom because I love how she plays, not because it's my mom, you know.
That's beautiful. And we're so delighted to have you and your mum in the studio playing songs for us. So I leave it to you to tell us a little bit about each one of them.
We're going to play a tune that it's called El Cervatillo. And actually is the song that it gives the name to the album. And Cervatillo in Spanish is like a little Bambi. I don't know how to say the animal in English. It's like that. One day I just saw one of those, and I remember like the eyes of the Bambi, you know, and I was thinking about that like a lot of days, and finally I did this song, and yeah, that's what we're gonna play.
Del asfalto prosigue un camino de tierra, encina y pino seco, nidos de aves, de aves, de aves y abejas. En lo alto del valle viven zorros, viven bestias. Pero aquel cervatillo andaba buscando y andaba perdido. ¿Qué será de su suerte? ¿Qué será de la mía? Y él me dijo gritando en plena despedida: voy camino al camino, no hay parada, no hay destino. Siempre que haya que comer, se harán caminos al recorrer. Y ese cervatillo que me he cruzado por la carretera, con su morro fino y cuerpo ágil hacia el mar brincando va, que es lo que cabe pensar, y alma que va a ningún lugar. Querer crecer y vagar
Thank you.
del asfalto prosigue y un camino de tierra, encina y pino seco, nidos de aves y abejas. En lo alto del valle viven zorros, viven bestias, pero aquel cervatillo andaba buscando y andaba perdido. ¿Qué será de su suerte? ¿Qué será de la mía? Y él me dijo gritando en plena despedida: voy camino al camino, no hay parada, no hay destino. Siempre que haya que comer, se harán caminos al recorrer. Y ese cervatillo que me he cruzado por la carretera, con su morro fino y cuerpo ágil hacia el mar brincando va, ¿qué es lo que cabe pensar? Mi alma que va a ningún lugar, querer crecer y vagar como alma libre alguna vez, como alma libre alguna vez.
As I said in the sort of introduction, you are this rising star. I mean, you're still just in your 20s. And tell me a little bit about the new album, The Camino al Camino.
Yeah. The meaning is like in the way to the road or something like that. It's like a photo of the moment of my life now.
So, Rita, you have another song for us. What's it going to be this time?
We're going to play one from that last album that it's called Si Entras Tú. It's about taking care of the things, of the people, how important that can be, yeah.
Siempre mil almas que aguardan detrás de la puerta, estás tú. Certeza ni duda, siempre estar abierta. Si entras tú, ya no existe el dolor, ya no hay miedo en el amor. Hoy flore flor y ayudándome a ayudarla sin mentir en la palabra bruta fuerte. Cuando mis ojos no quieren mirar hacia adentro, lo haces tú. Una vez cuidar es el remedio. Fuiste tú. Si entras
The young and wonderfully talented Rita Payes with her mother Elizabeth Roma in session on Music Planet. And what an unusual combination, her trombone. It's just a beautiful extension of her voice. And I don't know if any of you speak Spanish out there, you might have latched onto one of the lines in that song. Someone once said, caring is the remedy. Thanks again to Rita and Elizabeth for taking the time to come into the studio. Rita Payes will be back in the UK for a gig at the Union Chapel in London on the 19th of November. Do go see her if you can. I'm Lapa Katari. This is Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. Details of all the music on tonight's programme are on BBC Sounds, where you can listen back to this and other episodes of the show. Just search for Music Planet. Now, for more than 20 years, Warsaw Village Band has been making what you could call contemporary archaic music, bringing the ancient sounds and traditions of Polish folk into the modern world. And they don't shy away from pushing the boat out, so to speak. So, for their latest album, Szploty, meaning twines, they've entered yet another glorious realm of music. This time it's ethno-dub in collaboration with some real electro-whizzes led by Warsaw Village Band's own Mariusz Żurawiec, who has named the sound system Basaliki. one of my favourite bands, the mighty Warsaw Village Band in collaboration with Bazyliki. And just one track from their album Sploty, well worth a listen. Let's go back to the late 50s for some vintage merengue from Luis Calaf y sus alegres dominicanos.
Los amores míos, mi huida y la nena, nadie se da cuenta, ay, que esto está que quema. Al papá y la mamá, yo le tengo pena, porque ellos no saben, ay, que esto está que quema. Eso está que arde, eso está que quema. Los amores míos, ay, mi huida y la nena, eso está que arde. Eso está que quema, los amores míos, ay, mi güey de la nena. Su primer marido, lo dice la nena, tengo que ser yo, ay, aunque nadie quiera. Esa nena linda, si es que está re buena, requete sabrosa, ay, requete la nena. Ese está que arde, ese está que quema. Los amores míos, ay, mi güey de la nena. Ese está que arde, ese está que quema. Los amores míos, ay, mi güey de la nena. Cuando yo la miro, que me hace una seña, bien dice, me acerca, ay, ramito de verbena. Pero qué bonito, me mira la nena, pero nadie sabe, ay, que eso está que quema. Eso está que arde, eso está que quema. Los amores míos, ay, mi vida la nena. Eso está que arde, eso está que quema. Los amores míos, ay, mi vida la nena.
Luis Calaf Pérez, the Dominican composer, guitarist and singer, he became known as one of the godfathers of the merengue. And it all began when he patched up a broken guitar that had been thrown out onto the street. His musical career, well, it took off in his early 20s when he teamed up with Pablo Molina and Bienvenido Brenz to form the famous Los Alegres Dominicanos.
Thank you.
Morocco's magician of the oud, Driss El Maloumi. For his latest album, he teamed up with Belgian Ouattara Quintet to indulge in his fascination with orchestral film music. The inspiration for the album, simple things like the sounds and smells of everyday life, hence the title, The Facile, Details. The album is romantic and nostalgic and would grace any film. I've got two old folk tunes for you now. This first is from Tartine de Clou, a trio from the Atlantic coast in France.
Je suis venu la belle vous demander, je suis venu la belle vous demander, votre cœur en mariage si je l'aurai, j'aurai ton cœur la belle par amitié. Mon cœur en mariage, il est promis. Mon cœur en mariage, il est promis. Il est promis à notre amant. Tu n'auras pas mon cœur comme tu l'entends. Si ton cœur est promis à notre amant, si ton cœur est promis à notre amant, je prendrai mon épée et je le tuerai. J'aurai ton cœur la belle par amitié. Si tu prends ton épée pour le tuer, si tu prends ton épée pour le tuer, je m'y ferai anguille sous un rocher. Tu n'auras pas mon cœur par amitié. Si tu t'y fais anguille sous un rocher, si tu t'y fais anguille sous un rocher, je m'y ferai pêcheur pour t'y pêcher. Je pêcherai la belle par amitié. Si tu t'y fais pêcheur pour m'y pêcher, si tu t'y fais pêcheur pour m'y pêcher, je m'y ferai rose dans un rosier. Tu n'auras pas mon cœur par amitié. Si tu t'y fais rose dans un rosier, si tu t'y fais rose dans un rosier, je m'y ferai tailleur pour t'y tailler. Je taillerai la rose par amitié. Si tu t'y fais tailleur pour m'y tailler, si tu t'y fais tailleur pour m'y tailler, je m'y ferai bonne sœur au couvent. Tu n'auras pas mon cœur comme tu l'attends. Si tu t'y fais bonne sœur au couvent. Si tu t'y fais bonne sœur au couvent. Je m'y ferai moine pour confesser. Je confesserai la belle par amitié. Si tu t'y fais moine pour confesser. Si tu t'y fais moine pour confesser. Je m'y ferai étoile au firmament. Pas mon cœur comme tu l'attends. Si tu t'y fais étoile au firmament, si tu t'y fais étoile au firmament, je m'y ferai ange dans le paradis. J'aurai ton cœur la belle comme je l'ai dit.
Thank you.
A fresh take on an old folk tune there, a kind of slow measured dance, a springer that allowed the couple dancing together to improvise their moves and, who knows, maybe even ignite a spark of love. That was music from Western Norway, reimagined by the duo Malmin. Well, thank you for joining me, Lahba Qatari, here on Music Planet this evening. Next week, Catherine Tickell will be in the presenter seat and she'll be bringing you the next in our Return Journey series, this time from Lebanese artist Sharif Megharban. Do stay with us here on Radio 3 for the new music show in just a moment. I'm going to play us out tonight with some soft highlife from Kwashibu Area Band. These are the guys who've been with Ghanaian legend Pat Thomas for so very long. Love Warrior's Anthem is their first exploration into a more introspective approach to high life and music in general. Till next time, good night.
New sounds from Accra, Ghana. That was Kwashibu Area Band bringing to a close tonight's edition of Music Planet. The programme is a reduced listening production for BBC Radio 3, produced this week by Sylvia Malnati.
As we enter the next quarter of the 21st century, we're building a musical library of the greatest classical recordings from the last 25 years.
The intensity of the playing, the depth of emotion.
I absolutely love it. Breathlessly exciting.
Join us for a day-long celebration of the very best classical releases and hear from some special guests as they share their favourite albums.
My goodness, it's hard to choose.
The palette of the orchestral colour is just endlessly wonderful and evocative.
Record Review of the Century with me, Andrew McGregor, this Monday morning from 9:30.
Listen on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
Over on our new BBC Sounds music stream, Radio 3 Unwind now, Night Tracks. To listen, just search Radio 3 Unwind on BBC Sounds. It's 10 o'clock on Radio 3, and now it's time to join Kate Mollison for our weekly dive into the cutting edge and experimental in the new music show.
Good evening. We are approaching Tectonic season. It's a highlight of the UK's new music calendar, the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra's annual festival of experimentalism of all sorts of stripes. It returns to Glasgow on the 3rd and the 4th of May As ever, we will be installed. We will be bringing you the major works and the atmosphere of the festival as well here on the New Music Show. So as a reminder of what sort of thing I'm talking about, we thought we would revisit the first of the two shows which we made at last year's edition. I was there at City Halls in Glasgow. For more than a decade now, Tectonix has really led the way, testing how an orchestra can open up its forces and its hallowed spaces to adventurous music making of multiple stripes. And it's really those collisions, the intersections, the questions, the provocations that make this forum feel so vibrant and so urgently necessary. In tonight's first of two programmes from this year's edition, we're going to hear a formidably powerful solo performance from the composer, vocalist, movement artist Elaine Michener. Also, the otherworldly solo recorder prowess of Aiko Yamada, and an absolutely gripping new set of solo violin caprices and a salute by the Italian master of subtle textural stuff, Salvatore Chirino. Well, over the weekend, we also hear important new orchestral works tonight. These include the world premiere of a teemingly complex work by Mark Yates, and we are really excited for the UK premiere of this piece for turntables and orchestra by Mariam Rezai and Matthew Shlomovitz. It has been creating a buzz around Europe. Tonight we get to hear it performed here in Glasgow by Mariam with the Tectonix founder and conductor Ilan Volkov and the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. Well, I'm absolutely delighted that we're kicking off this first programme from Tectonix 2024 with none other than Elaine Michener, who is a very familiar voice here on the New Music Show, and rightly so. Elaine, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
Tell us about the space that we're standing in here.
Well, we're standing in the fruit market, and it's my first time in the fruit market. I've been to Glasgow before, but I'm so excited to be in here because it's an incredible structure, and it's I'm not entirely sure how old it is, but around the
mid